The Cage of Shame. The Cage of Shame, with its characteristic domed shape, dates back to around the turn of the 16th and 17th centuries and was used to punish minor offenses. Historical documents mention 12 similar cages in the Kingdom of Hungary, but the one in Lavocha is the only one that has survived to the present day. The exact range of offenses for which it was used is not known, but local tradition holds that it was also used to imprison women who were caught outside their homes after dark without the company of a husband, father, or other male relative. For this offense, women were locked in the Cage of Shame for 24 hours. This tradition likely originates from the pen of Hungarian romantic writer Mór Yorkai, who, in his novel The White Lady of Lavocha, describes an episode in which the mayor of Lavocha ordered an exemplary punishment for his daughter, 48 hours of imprisonment in the cage, in the freezing cold of winter, for such a transgression. Originally, the Cage of Shame stood on the site where the Evangelical Church now stands. During the church's construction, the cage came into the possession of the Probstner family, who placed it in the park next to their grand manor, on the grounds of today's hospital. In 1933, this medieval pillory was returned to the city. A unique archival document stored in the state archive in Lavocha records an interesting story about the last person to end up in the Cage of Shame. It was Dr. Pavel Niederland, Lavocha's archivist, a trained lawyer, and, during the Slovak state era, a police official. Just before the front lines arrived in January 1945, Dr. Niederland evacuated with his family first to Ružomberok and later to Trenčianske Teplice. He returned to Lavocha on June 8, 1945. But just 2 days later, citizens dissatisfied with his role in issuing begging permits had him locked in the Cage of Shame. He spent about 3 hours in it and became the last person in Lavocha to suffer public humiliation in this way.